Hi, and welcome to this week's episode. Apologies, we have been quite lax over the last number of months, just with life and other things happening, but we are now back on track, and this is officially episode one of series three. And this week, we are going to touch on the subject of albinism, and we want to see if we can understand this rare genetic quirk in humans. So albinism, or other people may be more familiar with the word albino. So it is a rare genetic condition that affects individuals worldwide, including those in Ireland and the UK and the States. So whilst it's not unique to humans, this condition clearly sets humans apart in terms of the depth of research and understanding of the genetic quirk that leads to albinism. In this episode, I want to explore the science behind the condition, its prevalence in humans, any drawbacks that individuals with albinism may face, and the unique superpowers, I guess we could say, that they may possess. So I guess let's start with the basics. What is albinism? So it is a genetic disorder that impairs the body's ability to produce melanin. So that's the pigment responsible for the color of our skin, the color of our hair and eyes. It is not unique to humans. Animals, including mammals, birds, and reptiles, can also be affected by albinism. In humans, there are two primary types of albinism. There is oculocutaneous albinism, or OSA, or ocular albinism, otherwise known as OA. So OCA, it affects the skin, the hair, and the eyes, while OA affects mainly the eyes, leading to vision problems. So how prevalent is it within humans? So of course, it is quite rare, but it's not unique to any specific geographical region, including Ireland, UK, America, and beyond. The prevalence varies among different populations, with higher rates in certain parts of Africa and lower rates in Europe. It is estimated that approximately 1 in 20,000 individuals worldwide have some form of albinism. In Ireland, for example, it is around 1 in 10 to 12,000 people. In the UK, it is estimated that it is around 1 in 17,000 have some form of it, whilst in America, it is estimated to be around 1 in 20,000 individuals. So if we look at some of the drawbacks, if you want to call it drawbacks, of albinism, of course, people with individuals with albinism often face various challenges. The most noticeable drawback is the increased sensitivity to sunlight due to the absence of melanin. This leads to a higher risk of sunburn and skin cancer, making sun protection a necessity at all times. Vision problems such as photophobia are also common. This may also have reduced pigmentation in the iris, leading to photophobia and decreased visual accuracy. Social challenges like prejudice and discrimination can also add to the difficulties that people with albinism face. And indeed, in Africa, people with it, or in the past, certainly they've been hunted because some people believe that they have certain powers within them. So yeah, it's in Africa, it's not particularly a fantastic condition to have, I guess, amongst certain regions. So on the positive side, is there any unique superpowers? So I guess whilst not associated with superhuman abilities, individuals with this condition do often possess very unique qualities. For example, they often have striking pale skin, hair, and eye color, making them stand out in the crowd. And some people view this as a positive trait. And for sure, we've seen some models on the catwalk, both male and female, strutting their stuff. And individuals with albinism often embrace their distinctive appearance. Additionally, many people with this condition will develop quite a remarkable sense of resilience and adaptability. They learn to cope with their vision challenges and navigate the world that may not always be so accommodating for them. This adaptability can lead to increased empathy and a strong sense of community amongst those with albinism and their families. So in relation to support and awareness, in recent years, there has been a growing awareness surrounding the challenges faced by individuals with this condition. There are numerous support groups and advocacy organisations in Ireland and around the world that provide resources, education, and a sense of community for those with albinism. So I guess what we can say is, whilst it's not unique to humans, the depth of our understanding of this genetic condition is unparalleled amongst humans. So individuals with albinism may face challenges related to skin sensitivity, vision problems, and social issues, but they also profess unique qualities and adaptability. So it's important to support and raise awareness of albinism to ensure that those affected can live lives to the maximum of their potential whilst embracing their distinctive traits. If we look to the future, obviously AI is quite, it's the only show in town that people are talking about at the moment. So while albinism is a genetic condition caused by the mutation in one of several genes that affects the production of melanin, advances in AI and medical technology have significantly contributed to the scientific understanding and progress within genetic research. However, I guess it's essential to understand that a cure for albinism might not be straightforward due to the complexity of the condition. Whilst AI and genetic research may lead to scientific breakthroughs in understanding and potentially managing certain aspects of albinism, completely curing it may be quite challenging. One promising avenue of research includes gene therapy and gene editing techniques like CRISPR-Cas9, which has shown promise in addressing genetic conditions by modifying or correcting these faulty genes. So these technologies hold potential for treating genetic disorders like albinism at the molecular level. But still, their application and effectiveness in treating complex conditions like albinism are an ongoing area of study, I think it's fair to say. So the advancements in AI has the potential to accelerate research in these areas by enabling the scientists to analyze huge amounts of data and identify new targets for treatment. For example, it can be used to analyze genetic data and identify the specific genes that cause albinism. And AI can also be used to develop new drugs and therapies to specifically target these genes. So moreover, the focus of medical research often involves improving the quality of lives for individuals with albinism rather than solely aiming for a cure. This might involve advancements in treatments to manage associated symptoms like vision problems or skin sensitivity to sunlight. So with this continued progress and genetic research, it certainly, I feel, will offer new insights and potential treatments, but the development of a definitive cure may still be out in the future and a long-term goal, subject to, I guess, scientific discoveries and some ethical considerations surrounding gene manipulation and medical interventions. So I guess in conclusion, whilst advancements in AI offer new opportunities, there's still a long way to go before a cure can be found, and researchers will need to work together to develop new therapies and technologies that can address the quite complex challenges posed by this condition. So this episode is short and sweet. That wraps up the episode. So thank you for listening. And if you yourself have albinism or know someone, family member or a friend who you think would like to come on to the podcast and share their experiences, certainly I would love to, if you were able to share and contact us. And as ever, if you have any other disability, mobility, or you care for somebody with a certain condition, I would love if you would like to come on and raise awareness and increase mine and everybody listening's understanding of that condition. And as always, thank you for listening, and I hope to speak to you on the next episode. Thank you.